A word for you from Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Well, there is a huge context behind this, but it's not just for the people living in Judah and Israel at that time, and all the things that they were going through and were still to go through, their captivity, their exile. But these are words of wisdom that are given to us today. And it starts out by in verse 23 saying that we should not boast in ourselves. And then in verse 24, we are to boast, but boast in Him, that we understand and know Him. And then the Lord lifts the veil just ever so slightly so that we can see some of His glorious attributes. In other words, who God is, His character. And His character and who the Lord is and what He does is what should keep us busy day and night. And we can boast in it because the glory goes to God. It has been said that to glory in something means you make something your ultimate goal. And we are told here that our ultimate goal is to know Him. And He says, this is what I'm like. I practice steadfast love. Isn't that marvelous that the very first revelation about Himself here is His love? Not just a love that is up and down like ours, but a steadfast, consistent love. A love on which we can rely. That is why the Bible says God is love, and He practices love. Have you experienced God's love, releasing you from your sins, forgiving you, making you clean, making you His child? In other words, causing regeneration, that you are born again. But with His love, His steadfast love, goes justice. It might seem like this is just outside of God's character. If He is the God of love, why should there be the God of justice as well? Well, His love and His justice are two sides of the same coin, so to say. God cannot be completely loving if He is not just, and He cannot be totally just if He is unloving. This is just a slight revelation of who He is and in His righteousness. Three characteristics of God. This should surely keep you busy for a long while.